My guests today are two of the finest guitar players touring today. They come from the Chet Atkins Tommy Emmanuel School of Guitar, and their playing has earned them many awards, including an International Acoustic Music Award and the opportunity to headline at the Chet Atkins Guitar Convention in Nashville this past summer. It's my pleasure to welcome the international guitar duo of Lauren Berger and Mark Mazengarb to Around Cincinnati. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Give me a little bit of background. How did you two actually meet?
We met back in 2005, actually. I was on exchange for college. I was studying music. So I went to the University of North Carolina. And on that trip, I had just seen Tommy Emmanuel for the first time. I saw he was doing a workshop retreat up in Ohio. I went along there, and Lauren happened to be there too. And there were just 10 of us with Tommy for that weekend. So it was kind of a special weekend.
Well, now you are from New Zealand and Tommy's from Australia, not the same country, but similar. How aware were you of Tommy before then?
I didn't know him. Someone had given me one of his CDs when I was like 15, but I never listened to it. And it wasn't until I was about 19, I think, that someone bought me a ticket to go see him. And I didn't have a clue who he was, but it just blew me away when I heard him live and just opened up this whole realm of what could be possible on the guitar.
And Lauren, tell me about your background.
My dad took guitar lessons, and when he would trot off to work, I was 4 years old, and I would grab his guitar and apparently try to work out some things he was working on. One day when he came home, I asked him if we could play a song together, and of course he looked at me and said, "Well, sure, son." He was working on an old standard tune, and I figured out the little lead on it and the rhythm. And he goes, "Well, what would you like to play, the rhythm or lead?" I said, "Well, I can do both." So that's really how it started. But I had a great start musically through Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins records were spinning on the old Victrola, people like Ray Charles. And so for me, it was more that style was always in my head, even though I went on to play with a pick and things for quite a while. But that's really how I got started on the guitar.
And you mentioned that sort of Chet Atkins style guitar. Describe to me, if you could, exactly what that means in terms of mechanics.
Yeah, and a lot of people call it finger style or thumb style. Usually you're playing the bass line with your thumb, and then you're separating the melody out with your fingers, and even some percussive in there or some rhythm with the other fingers. So you usually have two or three things going on, and it's a very, very exciting way to play the guitar.
In my mind, almost like a piano kind of approach, where you're playing the bass and the upper scale at the same time.
Yeah, it's very, very similar, isn't it? Because he's got the bass line going and the rhythm and then the melody. It's very similar.
How difficult was it for you to master that technique?
I'm still on my way. And, you know, if you want to fast forward a long time, I heard Tommy Emmanuel for the first time in Nashville before Mark and I met. He has kind of expanded on that style almost, whether it's the entertainment value or just the joy of what he's doing. But I think people would agree that he's transcended it somehow. But when I really decided to try that, it really took a while. And I just had to work like anyone else that probably takes up that style. You got to work on the independence of the thumb and telling your fingers not to move when your thumb moves and things like that. So it took a while. I got right at it for a few months, and really it started to become a little easier. Then you kind of break through a wall, and then you come to a stop, then you just keep moving. And like I said, I'm still learning, and I'm still trying to get better.
You met Tommy, and he became obviously a very big influence on your music and on your style. But then he became a friend, a person that you perform with on stage. How is that transition to having someone in such a, on one level of relationship, and then change to another?
Tommy is just such a nice guy, and as great as he is, he's got no ego, and he really just loves music, and he loves the guitar, and he's really been generous to us and invited us to play with him, and he really wants to help guys like us who are trying to do this for a living and spread the love through the guitar. I don't know if Lauren's got anything to add.
For me, it was amazing because when I first seen him play, basically just made me want to quit playing, and I took a step back and looked at what I was doing, and then, as you say, you go full circle, and to be on tour with him, that was like a dream come true. I really couldn't believe it, and we definitely thank him for taking the time and encouraging us through those early years, and then thinking that we could open for him and going on tour with him was great.
Well, and Mark, you're more classically trained in terms of guitar. Mm-hmm. How was the transition for you going from the classical style to this finger playing style?
Classical guitar is a great foundation. And so for me, I had already played using all my fingers on my right hand. So Really, the transition for me was all in my head because I had all the mechanics and all the technique down from classical music. So for me, it was learning about, and this is stuff I'm still learning about, but really having a groove and getting that rhythm going, and then also improvising and also thinking in terms of chords and melodies rather than note for note knowing exactly what you're doing all the time. So when I play a song now, I'm not thinking in terms of the music or the tab or anything. I'm thinking, what's the chord progression and what's the melody? And when you think like that, you can then play chords in different places, or you can play the melody in a different way. And it's a completely different approach mentally. It was definitely been a transition, but I think I was really lucky with my classical background because it made the physics of it and the mechanics of it kind of easier.
To me, from what you're saying, it sounds like it's giving you a lot more freedom.
Yeah. Technique is just a tool to be able to express more music. So the better your technique is and the more disciplined you can be to get faster and stronger, then you're free to play a whole lot of music.
Well, I'd like to hear an example of this type of music, if you don't mind. Mark, what song would you like to play for us today?
We're going to start off with a song called Onward, and that's the song that we won our International Acoustic Music Award for. And it's the first song that Lauren and I ever wrote together.
That was the song Onward by the International Guitar Duo. Lauren, tell me a bit about that song.
I had that opening lick that you heard there. That was an idea I had kicking around, you know, and I showed it to Mark. He did what he always does with our songs. He just puts an extra beautiful layer of frosting on it. he came up with a little part on that, and we thought, man, this has got a good imagery going. We just kind of worked our way through that one. It took a little time. That wasn't one of those five-minute jobs that just comes out, but we patched it together and kept working on it. What you heard there has pretty much been the finished product for a while now.
Well, you made reference earlier to how Tommy plays without ego, but I think there also has to be a lot of that sacrificing of ego to play together, especially when you're playing at this level where one doesn't dominate over another. There's that shared experience.
Yeah, for me, yeah, I've never, people have asked me things like that, or who's better, or is competitive. I'm like, the interesting thing is it's never even entered my brain. I think from the get-go, we listen to each other as we're playing, and it's just about the music. It really is. It's just like, oh, what can I do there to, maybe I can play a different bass line that would make that sound better, and vice versa. I think that's what's happening. That's the magic of it. Yeah, but it's never entered my brain to be competitive. Like you say, maybe it's setting your ego aside, but for us, I think it's all about making the best music we can with the two guitars.
Well, I've been speaking with and enjoying the music of the international guitar duo of Lauren Berger and Mark Mazengarb. For links to more information about their recordings and upcoming performances, please visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Knoll.